God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet the Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to the interdimensional kennel of the dog poet. Tonight we're in the saucer pod and hovering above the Middle East, where we seem to spend a lot of time lately. Israel's about to launch another genocidal attack against the defenseless Palestinians. It's something they like to do and take a great pleasure in the event. It's a religious experience for them. That's why they generally conduct these things on their religious holidays. With Passover coming up, somebody is probably not going to get passed over. Odds are better than something to nothing that they'll be breaking out the white phosphorus, radiation guns, and cluster bomb cupcake party favors. Death should be a festive thing is how they see it. When they attacked Lebanon the last time after bombing yogurt factories that were in competition with their own national industries, bakeries and middle-class neighborhoods, they left behind over half a million cluster bombs after peace had already been declared and agreed upon. It's that kind of sensitivity and love of festivity that makes them the fun-loving psychopaths that they are. Palestinians are small news and small change in their general operations, as reported in their controlled press, which includes more than 90% of the media going. When you're really going to make yourself memorable as the most murderous collective on earth, you need to control the media, and that's how it's been. But this is the apocalypse, and all bets are off. The evil that has been the hallmark of the past is about to become the focus of the moment as justice descends from on high. The day is here, and that day is going to be every day until the air and the waters are clear once more. One of the things about the power of the divine is, if you don't see it or believe in it, you have no reference point to how great that power is. All power, good and evil, comes from it. One is channeled without resistance and the other is a perversion of it. Both are necessary for the acting out of the manifest destinies for which this playing field, this staging area, planet Earth, has been constructed. Think of God as the great dreamer and all of us as the dreams that he has. Our every life, and there are many of them, are expressions of the dreamer in an individualized sense, according to the predilections and dispositions of the expression. That would be you, me, us, as you so choose. The same way that God is he and her and both unified as a single dynamic. Well, that's for all that, you know, opportunity of choice. And, you know, if you've got it one way, don't disparage someone else for seeing it another. We're little dreamers, like fishes in the sea, across the vast possibilities of the sea, which is pretty vast. We're like thoughts in the mind of the great dreamer, and we're what we are according to the appetites, tastes, ambitions, and other things we've developed in our journey. Original sin is nothing more than a personal departure from the divine into a personalized expression bent on self-interest. And sin has only to do with missing the mark in terms of any behavior. Since all behavior has consequences, you get good and bad karma. So what is the greatest achievement possible for little dreams in the mind of the great dreamer? Awakening, realization. And what is awakening? It is to know yourself as the offspring of the Creator. This is the greatest tragedy of our forgettable and pointless lives, that we do not recognize what we essentially are. Once we strip away all the veils of mortality and the mortal attractions, which are called that because they cost you your life, the mercy of the divine is off the charts, same way all of his other qualities are. We can't comprehend the extent of these things, and in the meantime, don't believe they exist or are resentful because we don't get what we want when we want it. This is why we are born again and again with so many chances to rise to and recognize our own divinity. Instead, we wallow in the corruptions of the given age. We play powerful and important. We play rich and famous and have no idea how tawdry these little spectacles are compared to the real thing. We're clueless in our embarrassments, play-acting in our little theaters when so very much more is available to us. Our vanity is unbelievable, and all because we don't know what lies beyond. If things are going well for us here, we buy into it completely. It's only when tragedy and loss descend upon us that we come to question the wisdom of how we have lived and what is really important to us. Tragedy and loss are less important than they appear in the negative sense. Everything can be replaced and will be, but what can't be replaced is what you don't have. And that is why tragedy and loss are good things, because they bring us face to face with eternal values. We can only achieve this when we've overcome our temporary values or had them stripped from us. If the divine is paying attention to you, even in what you may consider a negative way, it's a very good thing. When you're not being paid attention to, you're in trouble, because you're being allowed to descend as far as your will and attractions can take you. And few of you, I think, realize how dank and dark and desperate that can be. I've seen it with my own eyes, and only to certain levels. There are levels still further down that I have not seen, nor have any wish to. Strip away your attachments. They will bind you unmercifully. Strip away your negative qualities and ask for help and their replacement by the divine qualities. Here are the things that an informed seeker will ask for: the presence and company of the divine, and an activation of that awareness. Removal of shortcomings replaced by the qualities of the ineffable. Removal of the obstacles to self-realization, along with the awakening of the great love, so that it might rule, motivate, and inspire your every thought, word, or deed. Ask to be a friend of the divine. Ask to sit at the outermost corner of the divine's presence in the lowest place. Pray for humility, because through the possession of it you can see greatness. Without humility, you cannot see what is truly great. The ghastly spectacle of ruthless, cunning, and self-serving rulers is a stench in the nostrils of the divine. As are the selfish rich, the bankers and corporations, they're being made richer and more powerful all the time, so that their sense of loss will be greater. Oh, well. They prance around on the world's stage, playing at being the masters of life and death. They congregate with the self-important. They celebrate each other at their tedious award ceremonies. They take the most prestigious temporal awards and bestow them on mass murderers and have a laugh. They truly believe they are the power, and the power was given to them for this very reason. We see little of justice here because of the degree of darkness that contains the age. That's changing now because the light is coming. The conscious light is descending into the very flesh of those prepared to house it. The evil workers among us are being highlighted and spotlighted upon the world stage for the coming summing up. It's not going to be like it always was. Like Sam Cooke said, a change is going to come. In a quickness faster than thought, it can all be upon you. We are seeing the stage being set now. We are seeing it in increments. Step by step it is coming. And why is it coming step by step? With all the time in the world to get the picture? So that you can make the necessary adjustments in your life. You're being given the time and opportunity to change your life, to ask for help and guidance, to declare your intention, to show your sincerity. The inevitable is dispensing his blessings as he chooses, and that is going to increase for some of us shortly to a point not seen in recorded history. Once the blessings are dispensed, a window of forgiveness is going to be opened, and God help those who do not avail themselves of it. After that, the window of mercy is going to close, and the Punisher arrives. And a mini-tandava of a cosmic butt-kicking is going to manifest. You may think we are seeing the punishments at this time, but that's just the opening movement in hell's unfinished symphony. Strive, and strive, and strive. People seem to have no time to meditate and pray. but they've got time for everything else. This is called not having your priorities in order. You've got your life backwards. Your life should come out of these practices. It should come out of them. Not simply be occasionally suspended for a little guilty lip service to the divine. Your life should be rooted and grounded in the divine. The ineffable should be the centerpiece of your life, and everything else should be secondary, because everything else is secondary by a wide margin. Remember what Paramahansa Yogananda said. If you don't look for God in the springtime of your life, He won't be there in the winter. Here we are talking about one of the sweetest yogis that's ever come around here. I can't stress what I've been saying enough. One has to prioritize their lives. This is the key transformation that is within the power of everyone. Some of us are lucky and have had things done to us that have made us willing and eager, understanding that there is nothing to go back to. Some of us have not been so lucky and have been allowed to cruise at will. Some may not get the irony of this, but I suspect many a listener will. Some of you have your own tales to tell. I recognize how truly difficult all of this can be. I also recognize that you are surrounded by a benevolent presence that is willing and able to assist you in your journey home. Leave the playing fields of mortality. Walk away from the mortal dreams, attractions, and desires that inevitably kill. You are walking through a minefield of dangers in every day. Faith, remembrance of the divine, compassion, certitude, and determination are only some of the qualities that make up the impenetrable armor of God. You must get this armor. All of your weaknesses are only your shortcomings, and they are points of vulnerability wherever you may be or go. No army and no amount of money, power, or fame can protect you from your shortcomings. That's the enemy within, my friends. The qualities of God protect you from everything seen and unseen. Get them. Don't ask God for stupid, useless things that are drenched in danger. Don't ask for things from here. You get all of that added unto you afterwards anyway. When you're in a position to appreciate it, ask for the things that it pleases the divine to hear you speak of. Of course, there are tests of your sincerity. Is the divine going to give away the precious treasures that nothing in this world can match to someone who's insincere? Also, one can't possess certain things if one is still in possession of other things that cancel out their presence. Shortcomings cancel out the presence of God. The presence of God cancels out shortcomings. And you're here to acquire them if you, well, will sincerely strive and ask for them. Since none of us know completely how we are afflicted, we also do not possess the information to end it. We must have that assistance, and that assistance is there. Rock solid, sure as the sun, there. If you can't see it, then some shortcoming is hindering your vision. Get the clear understanding that nothing on this planet has ever been or ever will be that can match for even a little of the spiritual gifts that await those who will let go of the world to possess them. Don't shortchange yourself, because that is what we do. Don't take a mess of pottage in place of your divine heritage. Failing to do what you should do at this time can be a truly unfortunate thing, because it's been a very long time since certain gifts and treasures have become so available. You have no idea. I have no idea. I got a little idea. You may have a little idea too. but we still have no idea. Do not be one of those who have to repent and long over so many lifetimes for having not been prescient and aware in this one. The pressure and power of the world bearing down upon you is the very thing, is there for that reason, to distract you from this most important task. That's all of what's going on right now. That's why the world is so powerful and the attraction is so great. Why do you think so many people are here on this planet right now? Yes, of course. They've forgotten why they came. Well, they were committed before they arrived. Now they've forgotten all about it. Because of the magnetism of the world. Because of the intense power of Maya. What can I say? Haven't you punished yourself enough already? Do you really think that the next time it'll be forever and perfect? It doesn't work like that here. That's not what here is all about. Well, my friends, it seems we've come to the end of yet another broadcast. How time flies when you're talking about the timeless. All right, then. I will see you next week, if there is one. And I pray that you get the insight needed to reach the state necessary to comprehend the importance of searching for the divine. That said, aloha and haru!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is...
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.